You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic nominee for president visits the birthplace of the Republican Party today. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Ripon. It's Harris' fifth visit to Wisconsin since her campaign began in July. Donald Trump won Fond du Lac County by more than 15,000 votes 4 years ago. Trump campaigns in Juneau on Sunday. Kamala Harris leads Donald Trump by 4 points in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. Poll director Charles Franklin says independents have been trending for Harris since Joe Biden left the race.
Independents have bumped up to 60 or a little above 60% for Harris. Seen it twice in a row, I think, is worth noting.
Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 7-point lead over Eric Hovde in the race for U.S. Senate. A new report finds Wisconsin is heading toward a potential senior care crisis. Forward Analytics says the number of people in Wisconsin aged 75 and older is expected to go up by about 75% in the next 20 years. That means a need for almost 60,000 new nursing home beds and 99,000 nurses and other staff by 2040. 45 pets displaced by Hurricane Helene are now in animal shelters around Wisconsin. The Humane Society's Lisa Bernard says the idea is to open up space in affected areas to handle local pets lost and reunite them with their owners. The Humane Society will make an announcement when the animals here are up for adoption. As many as 82 Wisconsin projects tied to clean energy could qualify for tax incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Emily Pritzko of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council says they'll offer good jobs.
Excellent pay, flexibility, and we are rising to meet that.
Wind turbine technicians and solar installers are the fastest growing occupations in the U.S. The Milwaukee Brewers may be looking for a new home on cable TV. The operator of Bally Sports was in bankruptcy court yesterday. Its reorganization plan includes cutting ties with 7 teams under contract for next year, including the Brewers. A final hearing on Bally's reorganization plan is November 14th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Duluth residents took a walk through Spirit Valley with city officials on Wednesday, discussing their ideas for the future of the area. City officials say they're looking for more input from community members when they're making plans for their neighborhoods. In the Spirit Valley area, that means hearing directly from residents on issues regarding transportation or future business development. The city is currently working on their Spirit Valley Core Investment Area plan and are hoping to finalize their vision of the project by summer. As the weather cools down, Wisconsin residents are likely to see more deer ticks, and researchers are asking for those ticks to be collected for study. Marshfield Clinic Research Institute has been collecting ticks all year and have received about 5,400 so far. The vast majority of those ticks do not include the deer tick, however, which are smaller than other species and have a much greater likelihood of carrying Lyme disease. Residents can pick up collection kits from places like parks and nature centers and mail in their samples. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith visited Duluth on Wednesday as part of the Fighting for Reproductive Freedom bus tour. The bus tour seeks to energize voters by highlighting the differences between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump on reproductive freedom. Vice President Harris has made restoring the protections of Roe v. Wade a major staple of her campaign, while former President Trump has repeatedly bragged about being responsible for it being overturned by the Supreme Court. The Lake Superior Zoo has announced the addition of 2 new members to their animal family. According to zoo officials, 2 baby cotton-top tamarin twins have joined the zoo and seem to be healthy and doing well. The animal is considered critically endangered with less than 2,000 estimated in the wild and is protected under the Species Survival Plan. They only have a 50% chance of survival, whether in the wild or in captivity. The zoo says the best time to get a look at the new additions is between noon and 2 p.m. A new working group has been created to determine the future of the closed Lester Park Golf Course in Duluth. Mayor Roger Reinert announced the Lester Park Recreation Working Group on Tuesday with the goal of including year-round recreation options at the course and evaluating nonprofit or third-party management models. The group is scheduled to have their first meeting on Monday at the Lakeside Lester Community Center, and they are expected to provide their recommendations for the future of the golf course by April 1st. The University of Wisconsin-Superior has shared a grand opening schedule for their new Superior Choice Credit Union Stadium. According to a press release, the facility will officially open with a ribbon-cutting ceremony next Friday and will host its first sports games on Saturday. The jam-packed Saturday will feature the alumni track and field meet in the morning and games for both the men's and women's soccer teams in the afternoon against Minnesota Morris. The stadium gates will officially open for the games at 12:30. Two residents were displaced after an apartment fire in Ashland on Monday afternoon. According to the Ashland Fire Department, crews responded to the fire at a three-story, multi-use building on Main Street West at around noon on Monday. When they arrived, they found flames coming from the second-story apartment windows and residents waving their hands for help from both residential floors. Firefighting crews managed to contain the fire and there were no fatalities. Officials are still trying to determine the cause of the fire. Superior Mayor Jim Payne shared his 2025 budget proposal with the City Council on Tuesday. In the proposal, Mayor Payne focused on a reduction in the tax levy and city's debt, as well as highlighting infrastructure projects like the solar panels at the fire hall. If approved by the City Council, the budget would decrease the tax levy for the second year in a row and reduce the city's debt for the seventh year in a row. The budget also includes a $10 million bond to fund the fire hall if grant funding from the EPA doesn't come through.
And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Churio hit two home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead two-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Mitchell said he was excited for the opportunity to come up big.
Obviously, there's a lot of pressure there, but like at the same time, it's just enjoying the game and having fun. It's a kid's game, you know? Play it. Like I said, like those are the types of things you look at like when you're in the backyard. It was awesome, exciting. Still trying to come down from it, but just most importantly, excited to play another game, another day of baseball and come back out here tomorrow and do it again.
Manager Pat Murphy said Churio had a great night.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah, pretty special. A lot of guys contributed tonight. It was, you know, again, you saw what our team's about, what they've been about all year. They didn't quit. They kept every pitch. Yeah, a lot of guys' contributions, but Churio. Oof.
Willie Adames was impressed by Churio's performance.
I mean, insane. I mean, I feel like he's done some, you know, he hit some clutch hits, you know, throughout the year. But I know for him that felt amazing, and for the team felt unbelievable. That changed the whole game right there, and he gave us an opportunity to play Game 3 tomorrow.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. And the Packers will try to bounce back this week as they take on the Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Vikings. Kickoff on Sunday is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mark Hamill has agreed to appear in a revival of Cartoon Network's The Regular Show. The show ran for 8 seasons on Cartoon Network and is being brought back by Warner Brothers. Hamill played a Yeti named Skips and will return to the role. If you haven't checked out the animated show, I recommend it, or maybe you're not interested in the hijinks of slackers Mordecai, a blue jay, and Rigby, a raccoon, who try to avoid doing any kind of actual work and spend the day playing video games. It took a lot to get Daniel Day-Lewis to come out of retirement, specifically the movie his son is making that Lewis helped him co-write. Lewis has not been seen on the silver screen in 7 years, but is warming up his acting chops to star in Anemone. Ronan is directing the film for Focus Features. According to Yahoo Entertainment, the story centers on the relationships between fathers and sons and brothers. Daniel Day-Lewis is considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest, actor of his generation. He's the only male actor to have won 3 Oscars for Best Actor. Lots of really respected actors have passed away the last several days, including Maggie Smith, Kris Kristofferson, John Ashton, and now John Amos. Amos starred in Roots, the TV miniseries from the late 1970s, and Norman Lear's hit show Good Times. His other credits included Coming to America, Uncut Gems, and Die Hard 2. Amos was 84 years old. It seems no one has told Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua girl, that her 15 minutes of fame are up. First, she was an internet sensation, then she threw out a few first pitches and appeared on popular podcasts and sold some serious merch. But she's not stopping there. Now she has her own podcast on Spotify, and it is the third most popular. The podcast is called Talk Tua. Those who tune in to Talk Tua can expect to hear Haley chatting with celebrities, exuding Southern hospitality, and giving relationship advice. I thought Hawktua was relationship advice. The show Reacher has never been devoid of girl power, but a new spinoff will take it to the next level. Prime Video is developing a new series. It will star Maria Sten, who plays Frances Neagley, opposite Reacher. In a recent interview, Sten said the show will still be very Reacher, with snappy dialogue and lots of action, but it will be its own show. Reacher, based on the books by Lee Child, is one of Amazon's most popular shows domestically and worldwide. A release date has not been set. Democratic nominee Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will not be invited onto Saturday Night Live before the November 5th presidential election. SNL creator Lorne Michaels told The Hollywood Reporter that due to equal time provisions, it gets too complicated, and he would have to invite every candidate on, even minor candidates who are only on the ballot in two or three states. I guess for the time being, we are stuck with impersonators James Austin Johnson as Trump and Maya Rudolph playing Harris. My personal favorite, Jim Gaffigan as Tim Walz. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy at times this afternoon. High today, 68, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop to 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 68 by Saturday. Sunny and breezy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.